弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天是圣诞节，再次祝大家圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas.
那我相信我们很多人，包括在座的年轻人在内，我们都曾经错过一些事情。
I believe many people, including the young people, we have missed some things before.
比如说，我们错过体育比赛，错过赶飞机、坐火车。
For example, we might miss the sports tournaments or trains or flights.
错过跟别人约会，错过考试。
Or we might miss the date with someone or miss exams.
甚至错过了毕业典礼。
Or even miss the graduation ceremony.
那我自己呢，曾经有几次错过赶飞机。
I twice missed the flight.
有一次在中国旅行错过了当天从北京回美国的飞机。
I once missed the flight from Beijing to back to America.
有一次我们家人到东部旅行，那回来的时候在科罗拉多州呢丹佛市错过了回波特兰的飞机。
Once our family was on vacation in Denver, and we also missed the flight from Denver back home.
那我大女儿是2020年大学毕业，因为疫情的缘故呢，我们错过了她毕业典礼。
Because of the pandemic, we even missed our oldest daughter Mary's graduation ceremony in 2020.
那我不知道你自己错过什么事。
I'm not sure if you what you have missed.
我想错过那些事情呢，对于我们会带来很多不方便，但是呢，不会造成严重的后果。
If we miss something, it might bring us some inconveniences, but it will not result in a very serious consequences.
比如说你错过了坐火车、改飞机，那你会耽误一些时间，但最后呢，还可以到达目的地。
If you miss the train or flight, you might get delayed, but you still can finally reach your destination.
但是有一件事呢，假如你错过了以后，你是可以造成不可挽回的后果。
But there's one thing that once you miss, that it will result in irreversible consequences.
一个人一旦错过了他将再没有机会。那因为那是跟生命有关的事情。
So once you missed it, you have no longer have any opportunity because it's a matter of death and life.
那我们知道圣诞节呢是庆祝纪念耶稣基督诞生的日子。
We know Christmas is the time to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
我们不仅是要纪念他的诞生，更是要纪念他为什么要来到世上，他来跟我个人有什么关系。
Not only we need to celebrate, remember the birth of Jesus Christ, we also need to consider why he came to this earth and how his birth relate to us.
那在耶稣诞生的时候，有一些人错过了他错过了他，不单是错过了他的错过他的诞生，也更是错过了认识他。
When Jesus was born, and some people missed the birth of Jesus Christ, and moreover, they also missed the knowing of Jesus Christ.
当然，最后的错过跟他建立个人的关系。
And of course, they also missed the opportunity to establish a personal relationship with Jesus.
那我们今天看两段经文，我们看看什么人错过了耶稣的降生，
today,
错过了认识他。
Today we're going to take a look at two scriptures, and we're going to see what kind of people missed the birth of Jesus Christ and missed the opportunity to know him.
那还有什么人没有错过他？
And then we also need to take a look at what kind of people did not miss him.
那今天的经文就是来自路加福音的和马太福音两段经文。
So today's scripture is from a book of Luke and book of Matthew.
那我们先读一遍今天的经文，我来读一下中文那个请月红姊妹再读英文。
I'm going to read it in Chinese, and then Sister Nadalia will read it in English.
好，路加福音第二章第六、第七节。他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了。就生了头生的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
In Book of Luke, chapter 2, from verse 6 and 7, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in a cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them in the inn.
第八、第九，在伯利恒之野地里，有牧羊的人夜间按着更次看守羊群。有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
Verse 8 and 9. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
第十节，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的消息，是关乎万民的，因为您今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Verse 10 to 12. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you a good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lay in a manger.
13, 14, 忽然有一大队天兵 同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Verse 13 and 14, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.
15节，众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
Verse 15 through 17. When the angels had left them and gone into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see the things that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
好，我们到马太福音第二章的一到十一节。马太福音十一章的第一节，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”
Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw this star in the east and have come to worship him.
好，第三节，希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合成的人也都不安，他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，向问他们说，基督当生在何处？
Verse 3 and 4. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem was with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born.
好，第五节，他们回答说，在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记者说，犹大帝的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
Verse 5 and 6. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, So this is what the prophet has written, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
第七八节，当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的，就猜他们往伯利恒去，说你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。
Verse 7 and 8. Then the Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him.
九十，他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜。
Verse 9 and 10. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
第十一节，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、末药为礼物献给他。
Verse 11.On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incenses, and of more.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
将你宝贵的话语赐给我们。
And you have given us your precious words to us.
在这个时候，求你的圣灵在我们心里动工。
May your Holy Spirit work in our hearts.
愿我们的心向你打开。
May we open our hearts to you.
让你的话语在我们心里面感动、帮助、安慰。
Allow your words to do the work of moving and comforting.
与我们每一位同在。
Be with us.
祷告祈求是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。好，那么在路加福音第二章的第六节这里说呢，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了。
Luke chapter 2 verse 6 it says, While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
那我们也简单了解一下当时的情况。当时是罗马皇帝下令在他所统治的各地做人口普查，所有人呢都要到出生地去报名注册。
So let's take a look at the context of that time was that the Roman emperor issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone need to go back to where they, the place where they were born to be registered.
那约瑟跟玛利亚呢就从拿撒勒回到他们的出生地伯利恒啊，在那里报名注册。
Mary and Joseph also need to come back from Nazareth to Bethlehem where they were born to be registered.
那路加福音第一章告诉我们呢，玛利亚呢是借着圣灵受孕。当约瑟和玛利亚到了伯利恒的时候，玛利亚的产期就到了。
So in Luke chapter 1, we know that Mary got pregnant from the Holy Spirit, and then when they arrived Bethlehem, and then it was the time for the baby to be born.
那么他们到一个旅店去找地方，找地方，去住下。
So they were looking for a lodging place in the inn.
但是发现旅店里已经没有地方可住了。
And they found out there was no guest room for them.
所以他们只能在一个马棚里住下。
So they had to stay in a barn.
那耶稣很快就在马棚里出生，那玛利亚呢就用把刚出生的耶稣用布包起来放在马槽里。
So Jesus was born in a barn, and Mary wrapped Jesus in a cloth and laid him in a manger.
那这里告诉我们啊，约瑟跟玛利亚他们住在马棚里的原因，是因为没有地方住。
We know that why they stay in a barn is because there was no guest room for them.
我们可以想象，当时一定有很多其他人从其他地方回到。伯利恒这个地方报名注册。
We can imagine there got to be a lot of people came, come from different places back to Bethlehem to be registered.
那一天呢，那一个旅店的生意一定非常的兴隆。
So I believe the business of that inn was booming.
所以店老板呢，可以想象一定非常的忙碌。
So we can imagine the innkeeper was very busy.
就是因为太忙碌，他没有注意到耶稣已经降生。
Because of the busyness, he even didn't pay attention to the baby, Jesus Christ.
那假如店老板注意到了，他也许会请玛利亚提前到店里面暖暖身子，也可以想办法来照顾他一下。
So if an innkeeper did pay attention, he would invite Mary to a warm guest room and then make them comfortable.
所以因为他太忙了，为别的事情忙碌而错过了。耶稣啊，诞生的机会也错过了认识他。
Because the innkeeper was too busy, so that he missed the opportunity to know Jesus and to miss the opportunity, to miss the birth of Jesus Christ.
我想这会让我们思考一个问题，就什么人会错过认识耶稣基督？什么人会错过跟他建立关系
？So let's consider what kind of people will miss knowing Jesus, miss the birth of Jesus, miss the have a relationship with him.
答案是什么
？What's the answer?
太忙碌的人会错过认识耶稣。
The people who are too busy will miss out the opportunity to know Jesus.
可以说，在今天，这个忙碌是我们生活里的最大的敌人之一。
Today, busyness is one of the greatest enemy in our life.
你想看忙碌会带来什么
？So what does busyness bring to us?
忙碌让我们急躁不安、心神不定。
It will bring us anxieties, restlessness.
忙碌让我们没有时间思考，没有机会跟别人交流。
So we don't have time to think. We don't have time to communicate with other people.
忙碌让我们跟着世界的潮流走，没有好好思考人生的价值。
So we are too busy that we have to follow the trend of the world, and then we don't have time to really consider the meaning of life.
忙碌更会让我们失去机会去认识耶稣。
And then the busyness also make us to lose the opportunity to know Jesus.
我想我们每天忙于读书、工作。各样的爱好，甚至忙于教会的各样的聚会。
We are busy with studies, jobs, and hobbies, and sometimes we're also busy with different fellowships and gatherings in church.
当然，我知道我也需要读书，因为需要为以后人生做预备。
So we need to study or go through education because we need to prepare for our future.
那我们也需要工作，需要养家糊口。
We also need to work because we need to make for a living.
我们需要一些爱好，需要一些课外的活动去来保养我们的心身。
So we also need to have some extra curriculum or some hobbies to have fun.
我想这些都非常有必要。
So these are all necessary.
但是我们需要思考的是，我们是不是在那上面花的时间太多了
？But we need to consider, do we spend too much time on them?
我们太忙于其他事情，而让我们影响了我们认识神，
we're,
跟他建立关系。
We are very busy with all these things, so that it will affect our relationship with God, and then prevent us from knowing God.
那在教会里面，我们也可能很忙碌，我忙于什么查经，忙于各样的团契活动，忙于甚至到礼拜天到教会来参加敬拜。
So in church, we might also get very busy. We're busy with different Bible studies and fellowships and also Sunday worship.
因为我们太忙，所以我们在聚会的时候，我们就在想下一步该干什么。
Because we're too busy, even though we come for the gathering, our mind still think what to do next.
那在教有的人在教会里面有很多年，但是最后他们也错过了认识耶稣。
So even people, some people have been to church for many years. They also missed out the opportunity to know Jesus.
比如在那个圣诞节期间呢，有很多教会在举办各样的活动，包括是大型的什么音乐会。
For example, some church during Christmas season, a lot of church have a different gatherings, different Christmas programs or some concerts.
那有很多人呢，他每年都会去参加，但是他们错过了圣诞节，错过了认识耶稣。
Some people may go to the Christmas program in church every year, but they still miss out knowing Jesus.
因为他们没有把圣诞节呢真正当成一回事儿，他不是去庆祝耶稣诞生的，没有把圣诞节跟自己的生命连在一起。
Because they don't understand the meaning of Christmas, they don't, they have no idea how the Christmas, relate to them.
求神帮助我们，不要被忙碌挟制捆绑。
We ask God to help us that we will not be bounded by the busyness.
对我们信徒来说呢，太忙的时候，忙碌的时候，不要忘记能够放慢脚步，在神面前安静祷告。
For our believers, let's remember to slow down and quiet our heart before God.
那样什么，我们才可能更加明白神的心意，更加亲近他。
So that we may better understand the heart and will of God and have a more intimate relationship with Him.
假如你还没有相信主，没有认识神，那希望不要因为太忙碌而错过了机会认识他。
For unbelievers, my heart desires that for you not get too busy so that you will miss the opportunity to know Him and to have a relationship with Him.
那太忙的人呢，会有可能会错过。那还有什么人会错过？
So we know that people who are too busy will miss the Christmas. So let's take a look at what kind of people also miss the Christmas.
那马太福音第二章第三节这里说的，西律王听见了就心里不安。
In Matthew chapter 2 verse 3, it says, when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed.
那耶稣出生的时候，西律在以色列地区做王，当时他是罗马政府封了一个傀儡王。
Jesus was born in the time of King Herod, and we know that the King Herod was a puppet king appointed by the Roman emperor.
那主耶稣出生以后呢，有几个东方的博士呢，来到耶路撒冷来寻找这个新生的王。
So when Jesus was born, there are few magi from east. They're looking and seeking for a newborn king.
他们来到耶路撒冷，向希律王来打听这个新生的王在哪里。
They came to Jerusalem and asked Herod where the newborn king is.
那希律王听了就是让这个希律听了这个博士的询问以后呢，他是怎么反应的？
How did Herod respond after he heard about the Magi?
这里说
heard from the Magi.
这里说他心里不安。
So it says he was disturbed.
什么原因希律会感到不安呢？他自己就是王，他需要焦虑吗？他需要不安吗？
Why Herod was disturbed? Because he shouldn't be, because he was the king.
因为心里不安呢，他就召聚祭司长和文士呢，向他们请教。
Because of the anxiety, he called the chief priests and teachers of the law and asked them about.
在当时呢，祭司长是负责献祭的，是把人要借着献祭呢带到神的面前。文士呢是专门教导圣经的。
We know that the chief priests were responsible for the sacrificial system, bring people before God, and also teachers of the law teach the Old Testament.
希律问了他们一个问题。基督当生在何处
？So Herod asked them a question: Where the Jesus Christ to be born?
那基督呢是受膏者是救主是要来的那位做君王的。
Jesus is the God anointed, and he came to be the king.
那从希律的问题来看呢，他实际上他对基督有一定的认识。
So we can tell from Herod's question that Herod has some understanding about Christ.
他知道基督来了以后是要做王的。
He knew that when Jesus came and he came to be the king.
问题是当别人告诉他基督已经降生，新生王已经来的时候，他要不要承认，要不要认识这位王？
So the thing is that after Herod heard about Jesus' birth, was he willing to acknowledge Jesus to be the king?
那祭司长跟文士们，他们对圣经都非常熟悉，他们知道他们对那个先知弥迦书关于基督预言都非常清楚。
We all know the chief priests and teachers of the law are very familiar with a scripture with the Old Testament, and they also know the prophet from the prophetic book Micah that Jesus came to be the king.
那弥迦呢预言 基督呢会出生在伯利恒，他来是为了拯救神的百姓的。
And then, in Micah, we know that Jesus is to be born in Bethlehem, and he came to save his people.
那得到了准确的信息消息以后呢，知道了新生王基督已经降生，已经在伯利恒降生了。那按道理呢，希律应该是非常高兴，对不对？
So, after learn about the birth of the newborn King Christ, Herod shouldn't be very happy.
但他的反应是什么呢？
How did he react?
他请几个博士去寻找新出生的王啊，也说他还要去拜他。
So he asked the Magi to seek for the newborn King Christ, and also falsely claimed that he would also go and worship him.
当然，从后面的经文我们知道，那完全是谎言。
And we know that this was a lie.
那神呢，向几个博士启示呢，告诉他们找到新生王之后呢，不要回去见希律。
Herod, the Magi was revealed by God that after they found Jesus Christ, and they shouldn't return and report to Herod.
那当时希律看到几个博士没有回来报告，他当时是怎么反应的
？So how did Herod respond after he learned that the Magi did not return and report him？
那马太福音第二章的第十六节那里这样说：希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城里并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以里的都杀尽了。
In Matthew chapter 2, verse 16, we see that when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by Magi, he was furious and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and his vicinity who were 2 years old and under in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi.
那这里告诉我们，希律知道自己被愚弄以后呢，就大大的发怒。
So here we learn that after Herod realized he had been outwitted and he was furious.
他不仅不愿意认神的新生的王，还把伯利恒周围的两岁以下的男孩全部给杀害。
Not only did he refuse to acknowledge the newborn King Christ, he also ordered all the boys 2 years or under to be killed.
我们可以看到当时希律是非常的残暴。
We know that the Herod was very furious. Yeah.
那想想看是什么原因让希律呢不愿意去认识耶稣，让他错过了机会。
What prevented Herod from knowing Jesus？
那最可能的原因是什么？他惧怕，他怕失去自己的王位。
Most likely, he is afraid of to lose his throne.
他太看重他在地上的地位、名誉，担心啊，认基督为王之后呢，会失去他所拥有的东西。
He valued the earthly position and fame too much, and he was worried that after Jesus Christ was crowned, he would lose his power.
那希律的选择对我们今天人有什么提醒？
What does Herod's choice remind us of?
那神今天对啊，给我们有丰富的供应啊，给我们学位、地位、工作、物质财富等等。
God bless us generously with education, jobs, positions, or material wealth.
那这一切都是神的恩典。
These are all grace.
但是，假如不谨慎的话呢，这些东西会成为阻碍我们认识耶稣，影响我们跟神建立关系。
So, but if we are not careful, all these things will prevent us from knowing God and affect our relationship with God.
那我自己曾经向我一个家人传福音。
I had experience to preach gospel to one of my family members.
当时那个家庭的成员非常年轻哈，他刚刚被提拔当成一个小官。
And he was very young, and he was just promoted.
我向他传福音的时候，他说不能接受。
And he didn't accept the gospel.
那什么原因？他说我刚刚当上这个位置啊，假如我信了耶稣，会影响我前面的路程。
He said, I just got promoted. If I accept the Lord Jesus, it will affect my future career.
过了几年呢，他又升官了。
After a few years, he was promoted again.
我在向他传福音的时候，你猜他会说什么？
Can you imagine what he gonna tell me after I preach the gospel to him?
他说我还有高升的机会。
I still have a promotion opportunity.
假如我现在接受的话，还会影响我的仕途。
So if I accept Lord Jesus, and it also affected my future opportunities.
所以我们会为这样的人找理由的啊。
So we can all find different kinds of excuses.
说啊，他们情况特殊啊，不允许他们去接受，不允许他们去相信。
They all think they're on a very special occasion, and then all these will prevent them from accepting Jesus at that time.
假如他们真的觉得福音是好消息，真的相信耶稣会改变人的生命，他们会顾虑那么多吗？
So if they truly believe this is a good news gospel, and then this will change their life, do they still refuse, reject the gospel?
另外他怎么你怎么知道信了主以后啊，相信福音以后说啊，事业就不会继续了呢？
So, but even for the believers, for us who believe, if you believe in the Lord, do you think the world still continue in us?
所以盼望呢，我们那个常常在神面前审查一下自己，我们自己是不是也把这个事业看得非常重，看得太重了。
I desire that everyone need to examine our heart before God and whether or not we value this world too much.
假如我们一直过于看重那些东西，就会被辖制，就会被什么，被阻拦我们认识耶稣。
So if we value the worldly things too much, and all this will prevent us from knowing God, from having a relationship with Him.
对我们一个信主人来说，假如我们太看重那些东西，我们会错过很多机会。
For believers, if we also value the world, we also miss out opportunities.
我们会错过服侍神的机会。
We miss out opportunities to serve God.
我们会浪费神给我们的恩赐。
We also waste the talents God bestows upon us.
看重世界的人会错过耶稣，那还有什么人会错过？
So, let's consider what other kind of people will miss Christmas.
那马太福音第二章这里告诉我们，他啊，这里提到了祭司长和文士。
So in Matthew chapter 2, it mentioned chief priests and teachers of the law.
那我们上面讲过了他们的一些背景啊，他们是以色列人的上层人士，他们有权有势。
We know the context or their background. So all the chief priests and teachers of the law, they have they hold high social status and they're very powerful.
他们认为自己已经是亚伯拉罕的子孙，已经跟神有了关系的。
They thought that they're the descendants of Abraham. They are related to God.
但是他们真的认识耶稣，他们真的跟神有了关系吗？
But did they truly know Jesus and did they truly have a personal relationship with God?
那希律问基督在哪里出生的时候，这是祭司长文士呢，他们脱口而出，不需要任何思考就可以告诉答案。
So without a doubt, the chief priests and teachers of the law can tell Herod where Jesus was to be born.
因为他们对圣经非常熟悉，还可以背诵圣经。
Because they were very familiar with the Old Testament and they can even recite the scriptures.
但是神话语对他们来说只是一些头脑的知识而已。
But the words of God for them is just a head knowledge.
东方博士告诉希律说，新生的王基督已经出生了。当时祭司长和文士们他们怎么反应的？
How the chief priests and the teachers of the law responded after they heard from the Magi Jesus Christ has been already born?
他们没什么反应。
They had no response.
什么原因呢？
Why?
刚才我们也讲过，他们自以为已经跟神有了关系了。
Because we already know that they think they already have a relationship with God.
因为他们自以为是，让他们错过认识基督，错过与神建立关系。
Because of their self-righteousness and their self-righteousness prevent them from knowing Jesus Christ and have the relationship with them.
我想我们当中有很多人从小的时候就开始接触圣经，就开始啊，就知道圣经里的故事。
I know some people were exposed to the Bible from the childhood and know a lot of Bible stories.
但是我们需要问一下自己。
But we need to ask ourselves.
我了解耶稣的故事，但是我跟耶稣有个人的关系吗？
Even though I know very well the story about Jesus, do I have a personal relationship with Jesus?
我认罪悔改了吗？我有没有让耶稣基督做我个人的救主呢？
Have I confessed my sins and then invited Jesus Christ to be my personal savior?
所以盼我们你能心里面常常问一下自己。
So I desire that you often ask these questions to yourself.
那接下来我们看看什么人没有错过圣诞节啊？他们没有错过认识耶稣。
Let's take a look at what kind of people did not miss Christmas.
啊，我们谈两种人。
There are two kinds of people.
第一种人是谦卑的人啊，卑微的人没有错过。
So the first kind of people is the people who are very humble. So they did not miss out on Christmas.
那上面我们读路加福音第二章的那个经文告诉我们呢，耶稣基督诞生的时候。那天晚上有一群牧羊人在田间看守他们的羊群。
So in Luke chapter 2, we know that at the night of Jesus was born, there were a group of shepherds herding their flocks.
那牧羊人呢是社会上一群非常低层的卑微的人。
We know that the shepherds, they were on the bottom of the society very lowly.
他们生活简朴啊，平时衣着都是很肮脏的，破烂不堪的。
So they live a very simple life, they're poorly clothed,
那么平时他们在礼仪上是不洁净的，所以他们没有机会去圣殿参加敬拜，也没有机会去参加一些宗教活动。
They were ceremonially unclean, so they had no chance to attend the temple worships and the religious gatherings.
那新生王基督出生以后呢，主的使者突然在他们身边出现。
So after Jesus, the new king was born, and the angels of the Lord appeared to them.
那些牧羊人呢，被看到的情况啊，感到非常惧怕，天使就安慰他们。
They were terrified, but the angels comforted them.
天使向他们报告一个大好的消息，是什么消息呢？
Angels report great news, and what's the good news?
救主基督已经降生。
Savior, the Christ has been born to them.
我们再看一下路加福音第二章啊，十一到十五节那里的描述。当时天使告诉牧羊人说：“你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。”忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说：“在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。”众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主说指示我们的。”
So let's take a look at Book of Luke chapter 2 from verse 11 to 15. This will be signed to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see the things that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
那天使在告诉牧羊人呢，救主降生有个记号，就是一个婴孩呢被用布包着，正卧在马槽里。
So the heavenly the angel told the shepherds that there will be sign given to them, and then they will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger.
那天使对牧羊人讲话的时候，一大队天兵出现在那里啊，这当然这个天兵也是天使，他们一同赞美神。
And that at that time suddenly a great company of the heavenly host also appeared with the angel praising God.
那牧羊人呢，我们刚讲是一群非常卑微的人，但是他们是成为神所喜悦的人。
So we just mentioned that the shepherds are very lowly, but they are pleased by God.
听到天使的报告的好消息以后，那些牧羊人是怎么反应的？
So how did they respond after they heard good news?
他们马上去伯利恒去看看啊，主对他们的启示就是刚出生的婴孩耶稣卧在马槽里。
So they hurried off and looked for the sign.And then they found out there's a baby wrapped in cloths and lay in a manger.
那路加福音二章的十六、十七节这里这样说：他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
In Luke chapter 2, verse 16 to 17, it says, So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and the baby was laying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
那些牧羊人他们相信天使传递的信息，所以他们马上，他们一点没有耽搁，马上进城去找玛利亚、约瑟和刚出生的婴孩。
So they believe in the good news angels proclaimed to them, and then they hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby.
我们刚才讲是牧羊人呢，他们平时卑微，在礼仪上是不洁净的，平时不会有人在意他们的。
We just mentioned that the shepherds were ceremonially unclean, and nobody really cared about them.
但是神的恩典临到了他们。
But the grace of God came upon them.
因为这些牧羊人，他们相信天使所传递的消息。
Because the shepherds believe in the good news the angels proclaimed to them.
所以他们没有错过圣诞节，没有错过去认识刚出生的耶稣。
So they did not miss the Christmas. They did not miss knowing Jesus who was just born.
他们成了一群神所喜悦的人。
And they became the group of people who are pleasing to God.
不仅如此，他们认识耶稣以后，他们做了什么
？And not only they saw Jesus, what did they do after they saw this?
这里说他们把论这孩子的话给传开了。
It says they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
那论这孩子的什么话呢
？And what's the word?
那个婴孩就是救主基督，他就是新生的王。
So the child is the Savior, the Messiah, the newborn King.
所以这些人呢，虽然是平时没人在意他们，没人看得上他们，但是他们啊，愿意把得到的好消息向别人传递。
Even though nobody cares about them, but after they learn about the good news, and then they spread the word.
他们不在意别人会如何看他们，他们不在意别人会怎么来对信息的反应，但是他们在意什么？在意是把好消息传递出去。
They didn't care what other people think of them. They didn't care whether other people are listening or not. But all they care about is to spread the words.
我想这个他们做的对我们今天是一个很好的提醒。
So, they gave us a very good reminder.
我们听了好消息以后，我们得到好消息以后，我们是否有胆量，是否愿意向别人去传递呢？
After we heard good news, do we dare to share the good news with other people?
假如不愿意，是什么因在阻碍我们？
If we are not willing, why?
是我们觉得这个消息不够好，还是我们担心别人会拒绝？
So if you think that, is it the case that you think that the good news is not good enough, that you worry that you will be rejected?
求神能够帮助我们能够有牧羊人的心态。
May God help us to have the heart of shepherds.
那除了牧羊人没有错过圣诞节，没有错过认识耶稣以外，那还有什么人没有错过？
In addition to shepherds who did not miss out the Christmas, and what other kind of people did not miss the Christmas?
上面提到过，有几个东方博士啊，远道而来，来到耶路撒冷城来寻找新生的王。
We mentioned that there are few Magi came from the east and to Jerusalem to look for the newborn king.
那东方具体在什么地方，我们不清楚。
We were not clear about where exactly the east is located.
那基本上在约旦河以东的地方呢，都可以叫东方。
We can say that all areas east of the Jordan River can be referred as east.
那不过从后面的他们见到新生王的时间来看，他们一定是从很远的地方来了。
So, based on the time they finally reached the newborn king, we can tell that they came from afar.
可以想象，为了这寻找这个新生的王基督，几个博士呢，放弃了很多的东西。
So we can imagine, in order to seek for the newborn king, they gave up many things.
他们还可能放弃了舒适的住处，放弃了很好的工作，甚至跟好朋友分离。
They might have given up the comfortable residence or maybe good occupation or the separation from good friends.
另外，以前的交通工具非常落后，他们在路上一定会遇到各种各样的挑战。
So at that time, they had no good transportation, and they might encounter different kinds of challenges along the way.
他们会忍饥挨饿，会遇到强盗，会遇到各种各样的风暴等等。
Such as a risk of starvation, robbery, storms, so on.
他们很可能有怀疑、有灰心的时候，他们可能什么有犹豫的时候。
They might also experience doubts, fatigue, discouragement, or hesitation.
他们在想要不要再继续往前走，要不要继续寻找。
They probably hesitate whether they should go on or continue to seek for the newborn king.
但他们选择了继续往前走。
But they chose to go on.
他们选择继续跟着那颗星往前行。
They chose to continue follow the star.
因为他们执着的寻求，他们跟着那颗星啊，他们找到了那位新生的王，他们没有错过圣诞节。
Because of their strong will and faith, they caught up with Christmas and they finally reached the newborn king.
他们把提前预备的好的礼物献给了那位王。
And presented him with the gifts prepared.
那几个博士见到新生王的时候，那个新生王是个什么样子呢？
How did the Magi see Jesus Christ like?
马太福音第二章的第九和第十节那里这样描述：他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星，忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头挺住了。他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜。
In Matthew chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
那几个博士见到的耶稣是什么样子呢？
So how Jesus was
是一个,
like?
是一个刚出生的婴儿吗？
Was it just a newborn baby?
不是哈，是个一两岁、
No.
两三岁的一个小孩子。
It's actually a one or two or two or three years old child.
新生王出生的时候，他们就开始寻找。等到他们找到的时候，耶稣已经是一个一两岁、两三岁的小孩子了。
So they started journey as soon as Jesus Christ was born. By the time they reached the newborn, reached Jesus, and then the baby Jesus was already one or two or two or three years old.
这跟你以前想象的、以前了解的耶稣有什么不一样？
How does this differ from what you previously thought?
那我们会常常会看到一些什么圣诞节的卡片、一些工艺品。那上面的耶稣是个什么样的形象？
So, do you remember that how Jesus looked like in the Christmas cards or some crafts or art pieces?
是一个小小的婴儿，对不对？几个博士像躺在马槽的婴儿在献礼物，对不对？
So appear like as a newborn baby laying in a manger, and then they present the gifts to this newborn baby.
甚至我们教会里面在表演圣诞节目的时候，也是这样的图画。
So even though that sometimes we have a Christmas programs at church, we also present Jesus as portrait Jesus as like a newborn king, a newborn baby.
那都是圣诞节的一些传统习惯，不是圣经的教导。
It's just that some traditions, Christmas traditions, is not biblical.
那今天经文告诉我们呢，新生王耶稣诞生以后，有一些人错过了他的出生，错过了认识他。
From today's scripture, we can see that some people miss the birth of Jesus Christ.
那他们错过的原因是什么？
And what's the reasons?
有一些人呢，是因为太忙碌啊，他们没有时间，也不在意去认识基督。
And some people are too busy to know Jesus, and they don't really care about Jesus.
那有的人是被世上的一些东西所缠累，因为太看重地上的地位、名誉、财富、爱好，就像希律王一样。
And some people are entangled with the earthly things. They value their own positions and fames and wealth just like a Herod.
有些人呢是自以为是，就像祭司长跟文士呢，他们从小在教会长大，他们对圣经很非常了解，但是呢，对那些人来讲，圣经是一些知识，头脑知识，他跟耶稣还没有建立个人关系。
And some people are self-righteous, and just like the chief priests and teachers of the law, and they grown up in the church, and they think they know Jesus, but they did not have a real personal relationship with Jesus.
那我们看到有一些人呢，他们没有错过圣诞节，他们没有错过认识耶稣。
We also see some people did not miss Christmas, miss knowing Jesus.
什么人没错过？
What kind of people?
卑微的人，像啊牧羊人一样，他们相信。天使向他们传递的好消息啊，耶稣就是那位君王，是来把人要从黑暗里面，黑暗带到光啊，光明里面。
So first kind of people is the people who are humble, just like shepherds. They have a very simple heart. With pure heart, they believe that Jesus is the Savior who brought people out of darkness into the light.
所以这是因为他们谦卑，他们单纯的相信啊，牧羊人呢是有机会去认识耶稣。
Because they're humble, they simply believe, so they had opportunity to know Jesus.
我们也看到那些执着寻求的人，像几个博士，他们也见到了新生的王。
We also see there are another group of people who are persistently seeking the Magi, just like Magi. They also finally reached the newborn king.
那他们在他们寻找的过程里面，他们会遇到各种各样的挑战，会有疑惑，会有挑战，会被别人不理解，会被别人看为愚拙。
So during their journey, so they might encounter different kinds of challenges. They might be misunderstood by other people. And other people may think they're foolish.
但是他们没有放弃，他们没有半途而废，最后呢，他们就没有错过。
So they did not give up at the end so that they finally reached the newborn king.
今天的经文跟你自己有什么关系？
How do today's scriptures relate to you?
那你自己处在一个什么样的境况里面？
What kind of condition you are in?
耶稣来是为了每个人罪来到世上，他是为了赎我们的罪。
Jesus came for each and one of us to redeem our sins.
假如你以前已经错过了接受和认识耶稣基督，你现在有没有想过，我不想再错过了呢？
If you ever missed the opportunity to know Jesus, have you considered to yourself that you no longer want to missthe opportunity to know Jesus today?
那对我们已经信主人来说呢，我们可能已经认识耶稣很久了。
For us, sorry.
但是呢，在我们目前处在什么样的光景里面？
For us, the believers, we might have come to know the Lord for a long time, but what conditions we are in?
你是否也错过了很多机会呢？
You might also miss out many opportunities.
比如说错过了服侍的机会，错过了为主做见证的机会。错过了使用神恩赐的机会。
For example, you might also miss out the opportunity to serve God and to testify for God, also to be used by God.
我想我们需要在心里面想想看，我是不是需要重新来调整我自己的生活的次序？
We really need to
不要再错过呢。
We really need to consider before God that do we need to readjust the order of our life so that we no longer miss the opportunities?
感谢神，今天有三位姊妹，她们愿意公开接受洗礼的仪式。
Thank Lord, we have three sisters who will be baptized in public.
她们以前已经错过了很多次的圣诞节。
And before they have missed many Christmas.
她们错过了认识耶稣的机会。
They also missed many opportunities to know Jesus.
他们太多次错过了让耶稣进到他们心里面。
They missed out so many opportunities to allow Jesus to come into their heart.
但是他们不想再错过了。
But they no longer want to miss it.
他们已经愿意在神面前认罪悔改，愿意邀请耶稣进到他们心里面去。
They are willing to confess their sins before God and invite Jesus into their heart.
他们愿意让耶稣基督做他们个人的救主，来掌管他们的一生。
They are willing to allow Jesus to be the Lord over their life, to be in control of their life.
所以他们要借着公开的洗礼仪式呢，表明从今以后他们愿意跟随主，愿意为他做见证。
Through the public baptism, they are willing to express their heart desire that from now on, they are willing to follow Jesus and to be his testimony.
假如我们当中还有一些以前错过圣诞节的，错过认识耶稣基督，能够像他们三位一样，不要再错过。
I desire that if you ever miss the opportunity to know Jesus, so today is the time for you to know Jesus.
那过一会儿我们会请他们三位啊做受洗的见证，我们先做一个祷告。
Later we're going to invite the sisters to share their testimonies. Let's have a prayer.
天父，我们再次感谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
我们看到你的话语的宝贵。
We see that your words are so precious.
你的儿子耶稣基督放弃在天上的那样一个地方。
Your son, Jesus Christ, gave up the heavenly position.
愿意来到世上，成人的样子，就是为了我们。
We're willing to come to this world and to become a man for us.
为了我们的罪，愿意死在十字架上。
For our sins, and he were willing to die on the cross.
来洗净我们。
To cleanse us.
因为他所做的，我们得到你的赦免。
Because of what he has done, we are forgiven.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
将来美好的救恩来赐给我们。
For giving us such a wonderful salvation.
盼望就是我们已经认识、已经得到这个救恩的人，能够心里面常常来思考。
So I hope my prayer is that for those who already accept this salvation, we also often need to consider.
让我们在地上这段时间能够。来寻求你，寻求你的带领。
We continue to seek for you, to seek the guidance of you while we're still on this earth.
假如我们当中有已经有错过圣诞节的，错过认识耶稣基督的人，真是求你再次你的圣灵在我们心里做工。
I pray for those who ever missed the Christmas. I ask the Holy Spirit to work in their hearts.
谦卑在你的面前。
And to humble themselves before God.
让耶稣进到心里面。
And invite Jesus into their hearts.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
好，阿门。好。